Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm Jetta Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there, 6A to 6P, Monday to Friday. We're live on YouTube on WIP. And, of course, pregame shows for the Eagles, postgame shows all on the WIP YouTube page. Check that out. Bye week this week, but the NFL trade deadline coming up on Tuesday. And, boy, do we have ourselves a big one to unpack. So Charles Robinson, a longtime NFL reporter on a radio interview, said the Eagles are hot for Myles Garrett and floated the idea of 3 first-round picks from the Eagles to the Cleveland Browns for Myles Garrett. So let's unpack this and really try to get through and understand what could be going on here and where this is coming from with the Philadelphia Eagles. So first, I am... one that when, you know, credible reporters put something out there, they've heard it. It's not make-believe, it's real. So I do believe the Eagles have big-time, major, genuine interest in Myles Garrett and that they would be willing to give up a haul for Myles Garrett. I believe it wholeheartedly. And part of the reason I believe it, not just because I tend to believe, you know, again, longtime sports reporters, NFL reporters in the game, go back to what we now know from the summer when it came to the Eagles and their pursuit of Micah Parsons. The Eagles have been telling us, and Howie Roseman's been telling us for 5 months, I'm not comfortable with my pass rush. Been telling you over and over again, I'm not comfortable with it. He told us that soon as training camp ended and the Eagles went and tried to trade for Micah Parsons, or as training camp was progressing and they tried to trade for Micah Parsons, he told us that. They told us that right after week one when they signed Za'Darius Smith. They told us that again just a couple weeks ago when they brought back Brandon Graham. They've been telling us over and over again, we don't have enough here. I believe the Eagles see the reality of Jalix Hunt, which is he's still a progressing player. And what we saw against the Giants last week has been the outlier. The norm has been very quiet games. I believe the Eagles are starting to add together and put together the math on Nolan Smith and how many games he misses and how small portion of his career has looked like a dominant first-round pick. And that was the end of last year, the Super Bowl run. He was awesome. And I think if he could become that player over time, he could be, you know, one of the better players in the National Football League. Robert Mathis is the comparison I have. But this has not been the norm for those guys. The norm for those guys is for Nolan Smith has been hurt, and for Jalix Hunt has been, you know, more invisible than visible. That's the truth. So I think the Eagles realize they are missing something on the pass rush, and they've been trying to fix that for the better part of months. Now the Myles Garrett situation. I do believe the Eagles would have been interested in the offseason, but I also believe as you go into the season, there's a couple of variables that change that may change the equation. So obviously nothing happened in the offseason. Brown's been moved. He signed the contract. We have the discussions on all the WIP shows about Myles Garrett and how much he'd give up. And at that point, I was in the camp of, I'm not going to do this for a couple reasons. Number one, I didn't want to get the picks. Number two, the money. Number three, the allocation of resources when you have to pay a guy like Jalen Carter in a couple of years anyway. And number four, Myles Garrett's age, attrition, and would he fall off a cliff? So here's what's changed my feelings on all this. Let's attack the last one. I'm in the middle of another season where I see no signs of decline for Myles Garrett. And you start kind of putting him up against the great pass rushers of all time. And maybe he is Reggie White. I mean, he's shown no signs of decline this year. As he gets to an age where some guys decline physically, he's just stronger and bigger and faster and just better than everybody. And we might be looking at a player that, although he doesn't put up 20 sacks a year for the next 5 years, is so insanely productive, still at an advanced age as he goes into his 30s, it's worth it. And I think there's a Reggie White comparison. The way players talk about him in this era, it's Reggie White-ish. It is Reggie. This is the way I remember players reacting and talking about Reggie White back in his day. And, you know, Mike is younger, Garrett's better. It always, and just the way they're built physically. I think there's kind of we're as football fans, we're blessed to watch them. Obviously, we don't want to go against them here with Philadelphia, and we had to go against Micah in Dallas. We'll go against Micah coming up in Green Bay, maybe the playoffs again. But I think we're almost in a Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor 2.0 kind of conversation here. That's in terms of this generation, that's who I view those guys as. They're those guys of this generation. And, you know, the Eagles could kind of undo or redo losing Reggie White by going to get a Myles Garrett. So another half season of evidence that he's not declining at all has moved my feeling on if that decline's even coming. I'm not ready to go there because I'm watching him dominate again. Now, as far as allocation of resources, paying him, having to pay Jalen Carter, all that kind of stuff. So the other piece of information that has changed for me over the past couple of months has been my opinion on if and how and why the Eagles should or should not pay Jalen Carter. So when we originally had the conversation, the backdrop was, how do the Eagles do this and still pay Jalen Carter? Well, why do I have to worry about paying Jalen Carter right now? Two things. Number one, he has not earned a contract extension. Point blank, period. He has not earned this season a lucrative contract extension. He just has not. He hasn't played at that level consistently. He was kicked out of a game. He's been banged up. The defensive coordinator has talked about how he has to play himself in a better shape. Are those the traits of a player that you would just sign over $180 million to? I wouldn't. So I think it's an open question right now on whether or not the Eagles should and will pay Jalen Carter when this season ends. I would not pay him right now. So I now have a whole chunk of money that I was going to allocate to someone that I don't have to allocate to right now. Now, maybe I change my mind back and we go back to where we started on Jalen Carter in a year from now, but we'll figure that out. But right now, as I kind of plan the next wave of the Eagles and the salary cap, I'm not allocating $40 plus million a year to Jalen Carter. I'll allocate that money to Myles Garrett. The other thing that's changed is I don't believe, as years go on, A.J. Brown's going to be here. So that's going to open up some money too. Back in the spring when we talked about this, I think we were anticipating on the cap, on the books each year, a $70 million or so in terms of cash money to Jalen Carter and A.J. Brown. Well, I'm not going to pay either of them those things moving forward in the world I've created and in a world that I think is a possibility. So now you have Myles Garrett still playing at an elite level, signed up under contract, and now you have to talk about the three first-round picks. It's a hefty price, hefty, hefty price. But what's the cost of a dynasty? And is a dynasty worth it? Because I look at the Eagles right now, they haven't played their best football. I look at the Eagles right now, they haven't gotten everything going. And yet they are overwhelming favorites to win their division and host at least one playoff game. And I look at Myles Garrett and I think about Jared Goff's inability to move in the pocket and the fact that he is a statue. If he has time, he will kill you. But if he doesn't, he will fold. I think about Jordan Love and his propensity to throw off his back foot. I think about the other quarterbacks in the NFC right now. Sam Darnold, we saw the playoff game last year when he was pressured. He crumbled like a cheap suit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
These are the teams you're chasing, and Matthew Stafford has had back issues the entire season and is an old man. The difference between the Eagles being a contender again and putting their foot down on a dynasty is three first-round picks. That's the cost. It's not a cost of a player. It's the cost of immortality for the franchise. You have to do it. You have to do it. So if I'm Howie Rosen, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about all these things. I'm thinking about Jalen Carter and not paying him. I'm thinking about the cost of not doing it. And if not the Eagles, then who in the offseason? Where does he end up? Because the Browns clearly aren't going to win with him. And although he just signed a contract, this is like an NBA thing. When a player signs a contract, still says, get me the hell out of here. It's probably going to end. he's probably not going to be a Cleveland Brown at some point. And the question is, which team does it? And if it's an NFC team, how does that impact the Eagles? So we'll take the Packers out because they landed their guy. We'll take the Browns out because they just paid Aiden Hutchinson. But you know, and I know, at some point in the next calendar year, someone's going to pop up and be willing to move heaven and earth to go get Myles Garrett. I still think the Washington Commanders loom as a spot for him. Not so much this season, but in the future. They're having a down year, and they're probably going to miss the playoffs. And they're going to have to retool. But one thing the Commanders didn't do is make hefty commitments to older players. They kind of stopgapped it for a year with the Debos and with the Von Millers. You know, their picks and their cap space for the future with Jaden Daniels is still there. I still think they have a very bright future they're building. They're just having a down second year with him. So in this offseason, if we're back on the trade block with Myles Garrett and the Commanders get him, all of a sudden they're a problem. They're a major problem in this division. So we'll see where it goes. But I think there's something going on here. I believe it. I'm sure the Eagles are in on it. They've talked about, you know, they've told us through actions they don't believe in their pass rush. Myles Garrett is a Reggie White-ish kind of player. Still playing at a ridiculous level. Most sacks ever before the age of 30 and counting. 5 sacks last week. Probably regrets signing that contract. Wants to get the heck out of there. The Browns are in clear rebuild mode, but already 2 first-round picks next season anyway. And trying to find the right combination of picks and assets to emerge in a couple years after they did it the right way with the Baker thing, let it go, cashed it all in for Watson, watched it blow up, and redoing it again. This is the perfect moment. And I would be less than surprised if by, you know, noon on Tuesday's trade deadline day, Myles Garrett's an Eagle. I wouldn't be floored. I think there's a real possibility the Eagles do this and that they circle around and give up the picks. And look, could it be where they also reroute AJ at the same time? Maybe. I mean, they could. It could be like a Cliff Lee, Roy Halladay thing where it's almost like, we got Roy Halladay, but why would we trade away Cliff Lee? But it wouldn't shock me if Howie does it to recoup some assets. Gives away the 3 threes, or 3 ones, excuse me, for Myles Garrett, and then gets a 2 and a 3 for, you know, for A.J. Brown. And you kind of look at it as a net, well, okay, addition by subtraction on that side of the A.J. thing. And we basically traded a 1 and then dropped from a 1 to a 2 and a 1 to a 3. It feels different. Feels different when you look at your draft board over the next couple of seasons. And it would be different. I think something's percolating here. And I think the Eagles are going to try to put their foot down on a dynasty. I think they're going to try to put their foot down and beat anyone that comes across their way in the NFC. Take their chances against Mahomes or Allen or whoever. Daniel Jones, Lamar Jackson, whoever's going to be there left standing. Bo Nix. In the Super Bowl. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. So just a couple podcast WIP daily notes here. We'll be NFL picks in your feed tomorrow, coming up at, you know, early tomorrow morning, my 5 favorite picks for week 9. Man, we're halfway through the season, week 9 of the NFL year. Eagles, of course, on the bye. We got a lot to discuss on the midday show. Be tuned in. And then moving forward, next week, we're the Birds at the Bye on Wednesday at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly. So come on by. We'll be there all day doing the shows and really unpacking what the Eagles did at the trade deadline. Have they done enough? Season expectations the rest of the way. All that kind of stuff coming up next Wednesday, November 5th. So big time stuff coming up in the next few days and weeks on WIP, leading into a huge slate of games. I mean, huge slate of games between now and Thanksgiving. I mean, the next 3 games between now and Thanksgiving, the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau on the Monday night, it's a gigantic game. And then the Detroit Lions here on a Sunday night, gigantic game. And then, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles will go to Dallas to play the Cowboys. I think it's going to end up being a gigantic game. It's probably one that could, it's going to be one of those games that either cements the NFC East, that kind of ends the NFC East and gives it to the Eagles, or if Dallas somehow steals the game, then they are alive, and we have ourselves a division race maybe we weren't expecting. So the next 3 weeks are going to be big time football for the Eagles leading into Thanksgiving, the Black Friday game, of course, against the Chicago Bears. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Enjoy Halloween. Happy Halloween. It's going to be I love Halloween and trick or treating with the kids. Enjoy it. Have fun. Great weekend. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.